You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Happy almost Friday. And I hope everyone is having a great week. And I'm Robin, and I'm here as your evidential medium, psychic, animal communicator, mentor, and here to do a reading if anybody is interested. And while I'm waiting, So I have been hearing a lot of songs lately that keep reminding me of people who have passed. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that while I'm waiting for someone to come in to have a reading. Our departed loved ones will do whatever they need to do to reach you, to kind of knock on your door and say, hey, I'm here and I'm not leaving. You know, I'm always going to be here with you. So I just want you to remember that. And they may come, I don't know, have you ever just like been driving your car and then all of a sudden this song comes on that reminds you of a departed loved one? Neil Diamond comes on for me all the time since my dad passed. And it doesn't matter what song, but I will tell you there's one song that he used to sing all the time, and it was Cracklin' Rosie. I shouldn't say that too loud. My dog's name is Rosie, but I don't want her to start barking. But when that song comes on and I start singing at the top of my lungs and you don't want to hear me sing, Cracklin' Rosie, she starts dancing with me. She knows it's for her. So it's one way that my dad comes through to let me know he's around. So just keep that in mind, because again, your departed loved ones are going to do whatever they need to do to let you know that they're here. One of my clients and my students, she had lost her brother years ago. But when she started doing mediumship and learning mediumship, her salt lamp would go on and off. And she knew that that was her brother because he used to love to screw around with her and turn lights on and off. So she knows that her brother is around and approves of her taking classes with me. And that just makes her so happy. So our departed loved ones will do whatever they need to do to let you know that they're with you. It could be a knock on the door. It could be a picture of something in the sky, like a cloud in the sky. It could be just finding a quarter or a penny. But if you find one, the trick is to look at the year, because it could be a date, or it could be the year you were born or the year they passed. So with that, I'm going to say hello to Douglas. Hi, Douglas. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you very much.
What can I do for you tonight?
Things are good. Pardon me?
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I had focus, but at my age, it all got I got wandering around and I got lost. And I'm wondering, what's my next step in life?
In life, okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay. Finish your sentence. It's a pretty broad.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad view of things. I live alone, and I'm not looking for a love affair or anything, I don't think. And I just need to make sure I make the right steps financially.
Okay. So I'm just tuning in with your energy, and also shuffling the tarot cards. So let me just tune in with you and see what comes up.
Okay.
So what I'm feeling right now, I feel like you're okay financially for the moment. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't feel like you're having any issues. I feel like, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I kind of feel like you feel, I don't know, a little alone and just not sure where to go next, like what the next step is, just with you enjoying yourself. Does that make sense?
Kind of, sort of. I could elaborate, but we could wait till afterwards.
Yeah.
Or would you rather me do it now?
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm just going to let you know what I'm seeing. And hopefully it'll make some sense to you. But what I'm getting is that I feel like you have to rebuild yourself, rebuild your life, learn to accept yourself as you are. And I feel like sometimes as we get older or retire or getting ready to retire, sometimes we lose ourselves in the moment and don't know what we like anymore or what we want to do. And I just keep getting this feeling that you almost need to learn first how to let go of hurt that you're feeling, but also how to rely on yourself and trust yourself to make decisions, but also to love yourself again. And I am getting that over the next couple of months, it's like you're on this journey to learn how to accept who you are. But I also feel like, I don't know if you like doing this, but I'm getting that you need to be with a group of, you need to find balance being alone and also meeting new people. So I don't know, I just see new beginnings. And I feel like over the next 3 months, you're going to discover, I don't know, I just keep hearing fishing and doing things that you like to do and meeting new people, whether it's going to a coffee shop and just having a cup of coffee and talking to people, or I don't know if you have meetups in Canada, I would imagine you do, but just like getting together with new people and just laughing and finding joy in just little everyday things. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, oh, it does, totally.
Okay. And I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I'm also seeing a trip. So I don't know if you're trying to plan a little getaway, but I do feel like it's something that you need to do as a gift to yourself. But I also feel like you need to keep taking steps moving forward. Don't look backwards. You know, whatever has happened or whatever you have gone through, I'm not telling you to forget about it, but I do feel like it's time for you just to stay in the present. And whatever happened, happened. You can't fix it. You can't change it. So kind of try, not let it go, but find a way to heal from it and keep moving, taking steps forward. I don't know why I also keep seeing you writing. So I don't know if you're some sort of an artist or if you like to write, but I keep seeing you painting or doing something. So I feel like that also might be something that you can get involved with, is writing your thoughts down or doing artwork, or just maybe painting around the house. I'm not sure, but I just keep seeing creativity coming out of you. I feel like you might be, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something. But yeah, I just feel like it's time for you to be you and be Douglas. And if Douglas doesn't know what he likes anymore, it's time for you to find out what you like. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Well, I'm 65, and I was diagnosed with MS in 2003, and I was almost wheelchair bound. But I threw my cane away last year. I walk and talk and chew bubble gum at the same time. Right now, I'm doing good, pretty good, and I think I have a cure inside me. But I'm an artist and a writer. I'm working on my book, but it's I'm in a block, and I'm doing my own artwork for the book.
Oh, good.
It's memoirs.
Oh, I love that.
Of my life when I had two near-death experiences in my life, and both times I met the Lord. And once when I was 4, and once when I was 27.
Okay.
And they're a very big part of my book. And I'm just letting go of a fake love affair. And that's the letting go that you're feeling, because I'm having a really tough time, because I found her to be my goal in life. Was if anybody I could say anything to, if her answer was the only one that would pique my interest, everybody else didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a Machiavellian. It's a Machiavellian thing.
Yeah. I mean, you need to find a way to heal from it. And I always say, if you believe in God or the infinite intelligence, it's or your spirit guide's way of letting you know that person wasn't right for you before it was too late, is what I feel. But yeah. I feel like you should take that energy and dig your heels in and just keep writing. I mean, I think it's awesome that you're beating MS and that you have that willpower to, you know, to fight it and to chew gum and walk and talk all at the same time. I mean, most people your age, you know, our age, because I'm the same age, cannot do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like hearing you laugh, and I feel like you just need to keep moving forward and keep doing things for you. I know we're at the end of our time, but it was lovely reading for you, and I wish you the best.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.